Welcome back to the deep dive. So, if you're like most people right now, AI isn't. I mean, it's not some far-off concept anymore. It's right here. It's central to everything. A bit chaotic, right? You've got students
Yeah.
using it. Managers are definitely assessing it.
Oh, absolutely. Every professional is trying to figure out, is this a tool or is this a threat?
Exactly. And the speed of these systems, their competency, it's forcing us all to look at the fundamental work we do, whether that's learning a new skill or, writing a big report. What is getting lost when things just become too efficient?
And that is the mission for today. We're going to do a deep dive into this idea of black box learning. We're leaning on some analysis from Gary Ackerman, who was reading Brian Christian's book, The Alignment Problem. Our goal is to really define what this black box is, especially with modern AI, and then figure out why its efficiency can actually undermine the entire point of learning.
Okay, so let's dig in. The term black box, I feel like we all think we know what that means.
Right.
You put something in, you get something out.
Exactly. You can see the input, a prompt, some data, and you see the output, an essay, a recommendation, whatever.
The middle part.
The middle part is mystery. The logic, the actual operations that turned A into B, they're hidden.
But the sources we're looking at, they add a really interesting layer to this, a distinction.
They do. They talk about two different kinds of opacity, really, when it comes to machine learning, two knowledge gaps.
Okay, so what's the first one?
Well, the first is kind of the classic version. The logic is unknown to you, the user,
Yeah.
but the designers, they know it.
Right, like a trade secret, a proprietary algorithm.
Precisely. The knowledge exists, it's just locked away. But then there's the second layer.
And this is the one that's really central to modern AI.
It is. This is where it gets, frankly, a bit unsettling. In a lot of these complex deep learning systems, the logic isn't just unknown to the user. Often, even the people who deploy the system don't fully understand the internal logic.
Wait, really? Even the deployers?
Even the deployers, they know the correlation. Input X gives you output Y with incredible accuracy, but they can't actually trace the step-by-step causal path inside the box.
That's a huge distinction. This isn't just a secret. It's genuine opacity. And that brings us right to causality versus correlation. Because if that internal part is a total mystery, you can still get amazing correlations. You can predict what will happen with stunning accuracy.
But you cannot understand causality. You don't know how that input was caused to become that output.
And that difference is just, it's everything.
It's vital,
Oh.
especially when the stakes are high.
Okay, let's use an example here before we get to education. Say a bank uses an AI tool for loan applications and it's 99% accurate. Great correlation.
Fantastic correlation. But then it starts flagging applicants from a certain neighborhood, a specific zip code.
And because it's a black box.
The bank can't say why. They have no rationale for why those inputs led to that output. They just
Yeah.
know it happens. They can't check for bias. They can't explain it to a regulator.
And they can't fix it.
You can't fix it. How do you debug something when you can't see the code? You can't point to the specific weight or decision that caused the problem.
So the data looks perfect, but the knowledge is a dead end.
Exactly. The knowledge is capped. Causality is what lets you fix things, extend things, make them better. Without it, you're just stuck.
That is the perfect transition. So if that's the risk in finance or medicine, let's bring this black box problem into learning.
Right. And the source material argues that no matter the subject, the real work of learning is just answering questions.
Even if they look like other things.
Yeah, even if they're disguised as essays or, proofs or business plans, the process is always converting an input, the assignment, into a graded output.
And here's the trap. Machine learning tools are unbelievably good at this.
They're answer machines. They are built to maximize the correlation between a prompt and what a good answer should look like.
Which is, let's be honest, incredibly tempting for a student.
Oh, it's a seductive power. You're faced with this huge, complex assignment, and the AI black box just hands you the perfect output almost instantly.
So here's the pushback, I imagine. If the AI output is genuinely good, like 95% of what the teacher wanted, why shouldn't efficiency win? Why should a student struggle for 5 hours on something an AI does in 5 seconds?
That is the critical question.
Yeah.
And it's because the student's job isn't just to produce the output. The problem is that when the student uses the black box, they get the data of learning, the finished essay, but they completely bypass building the internal logic that was supposed to produce it.
So they get the perfect cake, but they didn't measure the flour or crack an egg. They didn't even read the recipe.
Not a single step. They found a correlation between the prompt and the answer, but they learned nothing about the causal mechanism. And that mechanism, That is what we call learning.
So let's talk about the student's actual job description then.
Yeah.
According to the sources, a student's real job is to take that input, the question, and use their own logic.
Their own developing internal operations.
Yeah, to generate the output.
It's an internal manufacturing process. Yeah. You're building mental scaffolding. You're laying the wiring in your own brain.
So for a math problem, it's not the final number. It's building the sequence of steps that cause that number.
Exactly. Or for a history essay, it's constructing the argument, the causal chain of evidence, that leads to your conclusion.
And the black box just lets you skip all of that heavy lifting. The AI path is fast, efficient.
And the learning path is the total opposite. It's slow, it's difficult, it can be really frustrating. But that inefficiency is the entire point.
But the pressure is real. The student gets the grade now by using the box, so besides just, you know, not learning, what's the actual consequence?
There are two big ones. First, like we said, you haven't built the internal model, so you can't apply that knowledge to a new problem later. And second, it messes with the production of data that the instructor needs to see.
Ah, the breadcrumbs.
The breadcrumbs, exactly. A student's messy draft, the things they cross out, their step-by-step work. That visible trail is the only way an instructor knows that the student's own brain is developing.
So if you just hand in the perfect cake with no flour on your hands.
Right. There's no proof of work.
Yeah.
And the instructor loses their ability to diagnose where you're struggling or what you've mastered, that output becomes incredibly hard to accept as proof of real learning.
So it comes down to this. Causing the logic and the operations that become your output, that is hard work. It requires struggle. But that struggle is the job of being a student.
If you bypass that, you bypass the learning itself. That struggle is the only way to go from knowing what to really knowing how and why.
Fantastic. So let's quickly consolidate this. In this deep dive, we define the black box input, output, but the causal logic inside is a mystery.
And sometimes a mystery even to its creators.
Right. And we saw that AI is incredibly efficient at producing answers, but that efficiency is a trap. It directly undermines the student's real job.
Which is to build and strengthen their own internal logic, their own understanding.
And this goes way beyond the classroom. This is the core takeaway for you, for the learner.
Absolutely. Understanding how knowledge is made, the causality, the mechanism, that's the only way you can ever truly advance it or fix its flaws or adapt it to something new in your career. If you only rely on correlation, you're accepting a ceiling on your own potential.
And that is the essential insight we want to leave you with. If the goal of real learning isn't just predicting the right answer correlation, but understanding the why, the causation, then here's one final thought. How can you apply this black box thinking to your own work? Where are you maybe accepting a correlation without demanding to understand the cause? Where are you using an answer or relying on a system's output without knowing the logic that made it?
Because if you don't know the logic, you can't innovate on it. You can't correct it.
So demand the rationale.
Demand the causality. That's the work of a true expert.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.